Do you like new things, generally? I think there are new things many of us would say we like. Who doesn't like a new car, new outfit? Okay, not everyone. Some may like trying new recipes, that sort of thing. There are times we like the new. It can be exciting. But I suspect, if we're honest, most of us, most human beings, don't want everything new. I think most human beings, most of us are, at least in some ways, about certain aspects of life, pretty conservative. And I'm using that in the non-political, original meaning of the word, conservative, conserving what is or what was past. We don't like everything new, because the problem with new is it means we have to change. How many of you really love change? Okay, a few of you. You don't have to raise your hands, so we'll... Our psalm this morning says, "Sing to the Lord a new song." And I think it reminds us God's kingdom is always about the new, about all things being made new. New creation. We ourselves, a new creation. Transformation. Change. Now that can be good news. It is good news. But that can also be uncomfortable. Change, transformation, learning something new. It can be uncomfortable. Cause anxiety. We may not like it. Step out of our comfort zone. And yet, that's what God's and God's kingdom is all about. Being made new. I mean, that's what's happening here in Acts. This short little passage has the great line, I mean, Peter is preaching to these people, many of them in the household of Cornelius, the Roman centurion. They're Gentiles. And we're told the Holy Spirit fell on everyone who heard Peter speak God's word. And then we're told the circumcised believers who were there, that's the Jews, were astonished. And what are they astonished about? You mean even the Gentiles are getting the Spirit? Do you know what the seven last words of the church are? "We've never done it that way before." Or variations to that effect. "That's not the way we've ever done it. We've never done it that way before." That's what some of the believers there with Peter are saying. You mean the Holy Spirit is available to all people, even the Gentiles? You mean Christ came for everyone? We've never done it that way before. We thought we were the chosen people. Thank God that attitude has gone away. Wait a minute, you mean the Holy Spirit can fall upon Democrats? Upon Republicans? Upon the poor? Upon the rich? On people who come from other countries? Wait a minute, we've never done it that way before. No, God is doing something new. Of course, the secret is it's only new to us. It's not new to God. It's the way God has always acted. But Scripture keeps reminding us of the new. Jesus says to the disciples, "A new commandment I give you, love." Love? Oh, yes, you mean just love the people we really like and look like us and are our friends. No, love your enemies, love everyone. Whoa, wait a minute. We've never done it that way before. It's a new song, folks, the song of God's kingdom. I've been in ministry almost 21 years now, Do you want to guess what the number one complaint that I've gotten over the years is? Far and away. Hymns. Why can't you ever give us a familiar hymn? What's with these hymns you choose? We can't sing them. We've never heard them before. What's with these new, unfamiliar hymns? I've heard it all three of the churches I've served. I've heard it. Everyone always says it. What's with these hymns? So let me ask again. How many of you like new things? It can be difficult, uncomfortable. But as much as I love Amazing Grace, it's probably my favorite hymn. If we sang Amazing Grace three times every Sunday for the next 10 years, believe me, you would get tired of it. Just like if you ate pizza for every meal, I'd like to try that for a while, but even after 10 years of pizza at every meal, you get tired of it. Plus the nutritional value of it, you wouldn't be getting everything you need. Sing to the Lord a new song, which reminds us God is about the new. Now, that doesn't mean throw away tradition. We've just shared communion. Do this in remembrance of me. Tradition is important. But what's also important is being open to the Spirit keeping old traditions new and fresh. God is about, don't stay where you are. I know you're comfortable there, but reach out to someone new. Step out and go somewhere new. Think some new thoughts. Consider some new perspectives. Don't just stay where you are. We're on a journey, always trying to do and be better, and that means change and transformation and uncomfortableness, and being made new. So just a reminder this morning from our psalm, and I think from Acts as well. God is always about making things, including us, new. And that can be really good, and it can be uncomfortable. Friend, I invite you to, this week, be open to singing some new songs, literally and figuratively. And if you can't quite bring yourself to sing the words because they're so unfamiliar, at least hum along. And don't prevent anyone else from singing the new song, because that's what God's kingdom is all about. Amen.